This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now for our main dish, namhlanje, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Lifestyle Thursday. So sikhuluma nabantu abaningi, and we have the big dude in studio. That is his stage name, Sake Udude. He's a radio presenter and a musician. What up, brother?
Hey, come by right for Fitz.
I see corner Fitz. Come on, John, go.
Getting a new vibe, Jeff. It's good sharp.
Thank you, Abba. Your energy is top tier as always, right here on the MUT cruise. Babe, I want to know, dude. You could say, now, I'm a little dude, man. I'm a little dude. Did come back and John?
Yeah, man. So, dude,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to MUT Radio. Chef and own the future. See, no dude, like studio, still like Gavalake, Ogutil Kamgapi. Take us through, man, your journey. Ukaleganjan, Ungeneganjan, Gum music, Astalam music,
yes.
Ungenanjan, Gum music.
Gum music, Vesungale, Palangagas, notes in Genzan, you know.
Yeah.
Songs of Palam Chapelavola, and Ababila Bata, Tung, Lashi Pet, Gingagas, notes in Genzan. I think I was doing grade 8. Lang ala kona ngihlangana nabanye abafuthi nababa nokubhala bathi hayi fethi asivele sihlangane sithe senze igroup yabo lona then usaqala ke sengiyawazi mangiphuma esikoleni nami ngiyami ko rehearsa nabantu sengiqala ukuintroduceka manginomisa esikoleni sothi siyaperforma yabo sengiqala ngiba novalo ngize ngijwayela but then I started to be influenced by music ngisathanda kakhulu ikwaito you know ngikhule ngabantu abanginfluence abantu fethi abanjengoMandoza oMzambia noMsawa as much as we was younger than us, but yeah, but he influenced us with music and Uzola. Then, ngaseng ibo muntu fetu ba nothando le hip hop, and I was also influenced abantu abanje, because mina ngakulukazi ngithanda music kwa South Africa, you know.
Yes, yes.
Abantu abanje ngo Square Camp, H2O, or Peach Black, you know what I mean? In terms of the movement, they are gone. Peshe, abantu abanje ngo Pastor Ram, Method Man, you know, I was influenced. Ngaseng ibo nothakutsin. Angilithathe lokuzana nethalente lokubhala ngilithathe ngilibeke to the next journey, you know what I mean?
Lalela baba, sikhuluma no dude right here on MUT Radio, chef and owner. The future, igama lakhe u dude. Mina mangisendelwa kuthiwa you'll be speaking to dude. I'm like, yeah, dude. Mina ngiya edda ke the big dude right here ukhona la e studio. So now take us through, man. I song yakho yokuqala uyayikhumbula ukuthi wawuyibhala mhlambe babekwalile ngaleso sikhathi. Let me just ngikhiphele la my emotions. What was your first song? We qala kuyibhala wabona ukuthi yazokuthini, hayi man, I should like continue naleli naleli talent.
Fits me, the funny part of it, fits ngomoqala sayibhala as a group. Then, but eyokuqala yami as a dude, you know.
Yeah.
Sasa rhyme thina fits. Sasukuthi nje ukubhala ingoma ukurhyma
fits.
And I started to record no DJ Target.
Yeah.
At that time wayengakabo DJ Target Nondile, you know, ngoba saw DJ Target kuphela.
Yeah.
And then sangena studio ke sayibhala ingoma yokuqala, but the first song eyathi ukungitholela reaction abantu baqala bayithanda. Ngangiyenze nayo DJ Target ebizwa ngoThempile yabo.
Yeah.
So we were saying sasikhuluma nje like kokuthi, because sometimes ukubhala is not about what into yenzeka kuwena yabo, izinto oyibonayo. So ngangibhala ngezinto ezayenzekayo kubantu engiyibonayo, sindlela impilo isixakaxa ngayo, because ingoma yethempilo isixakaxa ke, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that is when I started ukubhala nje ngama emotions ukuthi ngibhala ukuthi yini engiyibonayo, you know. I think from there sakhiphi i mixtape no Target. Emva lokho ngasebenza nongane, abantu bamazi njengongane, we Godfather Ikasi, he used to work with uDankel, no Zakwe. So sangena studio naye and then sakhipha iphi. Hilanga bona khona kahle ukuthi nami ngiyakwazi ukwenza into e-right eyakubantu futhi bayamukele ngendlela.
Hayi phela nina, phela nina yamazi nina abaculi, mase naliwe nina, vele nibhala ingoma. ikwani ngoba ka Sierra la alane khona no future ethena I bet yabona ubona uthi awazi wabitha ke manje u Sierra ebafethe ungajoli nama artists nizonzana MUT Radio Chef and Own the Future. This is MUT Cruise. Sikhuluma no dude. Now, waphinde wangena fethu emsakazweni. Tell us about ijini yakho ke manje as a radio presenter.
I'm kahle kahle mina mainly a radio producer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Slash presenter.
Yes.
So ngisebenza khona as a sales manager.
Yeah.
But ubungibambezela mfethu umsebenza ngokuqamba manga. Sebenza isikhathi eside in terms of music because ipassion yami uthando lami lokuqala lidlaka entertainment ka art yabo. So ngithema ngiyeka ngathi okay, i plan yami yokuqala ukuze ngikwazi ukuthi ngifocuse la. Ukuthi ngivele ngifundele iRate,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Then ngasengihlangana nomfowethu uMlwazethi, khona isikola naso ngazi kuveza ngifundise basic iRate, wangifundise basic, then ke ngase ke ngibe nenhlahla ngavele ngangena straight ke umsazi ngeke ngumenshine ke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on about we ink era, it's one of the biggest community radio station khona eMzansi.
Yeah.
So ngase ngena khona ngiproduce i-show le ye-hip hop. It's been a very beautiful journey fethu. Ngizoqeda 3 years manje. I've managed to take that show as much as abantu bebeyithanda, but to professionalize the show, yeah, to take it to the next level. I've managed ukuthi ngenze show ukuthi abantu everywhere bayakhuluma ngaleyo show. So yeah, it's been a beautiful journey fethu on radio.
The big dude is on his studio MUT Radio. Esimbizileke sifuna ukwazi about the lifestyle yama musician. Ikakhulukazo yo man, shut up. Shut up. Nithini, shut up, noma nithi, what's up?
What up, man?
MUT Radio, Chef and Own the Future. Now, dude, wangena ke fethu emculweni. What challenges did you face? Wabona ukuthi yazokuthina, maybe ngifanele vele ngukhethu music.
One fethu, ikhona ukuthi ekhaya fanele umukhula. That's one of the reasons why ngize ngayosebenza, ne?
Yes.
Because ngigcine sengisebenza, gcina sengiyisales manager la sengisebenza khona.
Yeah.
But aim kwawukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ekhaya ngiprovide, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So angikwazi ukuthi fanele ngiprovide ekhaya at the same time nasestudio fanele ngikhokhe, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Imali has always been a challenge, especially kuthina sizwe simnyama, you know what I mean? So ezinye izinto fanele sifundisane zona ukuthi fethu, do something ezokufakela imali. Either you start a business or you go to school, uhambe ufunde, ukwazi ukuthi ufake imali, and then you invest back in music. But those are the challenges and engiwafacile mina. And nakhona ke manje, okay, sengibuyelile ku music. Now I say, okay, I do have ilokuzana, a finance now, yeah, to finance myself.
Yes,
then
yes.
COVID hit us.
Ah, yeah, vele yafika bafethu. Aboy COVID, aboy COVID bafethu. Hayi mhlambe ngina 2 years nje ngine ring la emnweni.
You know.
So now mina ngifuna ukwazi ke dude, because sisikhuluma nge lifestyle now. Sisazokufaka kwi hot seat.
Yes.
Hot seat sizoyingena nje hot seat. Nginayo Howard King Howard la sizokufaka kwi hot heat. Hot seat, not hot heat. Kwasokuba hot heat now. Hot seat nje sizokufaka kuyona. So wasungena ke ku music fethu wayikhiphi lokhuzana akhona ama offerings othe wawakhipha before.
Yeah man, okay, the back then we released not DJ Saget, but for us ngaleso sikhathi, I think one of the things I was smart ngayo ukuthi angidayisanga leyo EP. Ngoba ngase ngidoho sase ngiqala ukusebenza la ngisenza khona,
yabo
lona. So every Friday mangiholile ngizama ngoyiprintela lawo ma CD ambalwa iphisani ngayo, you know what I mean, because ngisafuna igama lami ukuthi lifike ngale kubani. So lokho engikwazi mhlawumbe mangishaye 10 ngiyazi ngiyaphisana ngawo. But the first EP that we started to sell and yenza kahle kakhulu, sayikhipha ngo 2011 no yayiproduce ongane uGodfather Ekasi. Yenza kahle, yayibizwa ngokuthi hip hop intersection. We did another song, a soundtrack, Yomlazi Gangster.
Yeah.
At that time, we've been shot a music video. I think that was around about 2012. I think we are also in 2015. That was my last release, 2015, before ngithu music in Yawyega.
Yeah.
We released a single to Ipanzula, Aband by Receiver kahle futhi. Manu Mufu, we talked to NG, you know. Abantu bayishintshaka amagabe. But ukubuya kwethu for 2020, then I released my first single ngibuyile ku music after 5 years, ebizwa ukuthi Amalobolo. Yeah, receive right. Iyona ke le yashawa iCovid because we had every plans. It was a fusion of Afropop and Senza Nostelo Kowane.
Yes.
Then 2011, last year, we released a beautiful EP ebizwa ukuthi Last Man Standing Nostelo Kowane. Ayenza kahle kuma
digital
streams, digital stores. Yenza kahle. The last Last time I checked, it was sitting on 30K stream, so yenza kahle kakhulu. Then only now we decided kahle kahle besaqhubeka sibushela lengoma. Then this single came through anazi ngami. Yeah man, yavela phazamisa ama plans. We decided ukuthi yokuthini less siyayilukuza 2 weeks back, I think sekhol say shoot a music video. So waiting for that. So yeah man.
Sisazobona ke no music video yakho, uzotshena nama handles mayisephuma ukuthi yena utholakala kanjani. Sibone no music video yayo. Sephushile ke bafethu umjito ushile ukuthi yena ifikile iCovid yathi kumshaya, yafika futhi ne naleyo lokhuzani writer's block.
Yeah.
Wepha yabaleke lothu uthi yazi ukuthini yaphuma nje kulo music. So here is the hot city ke nawe zokufaka kuyona. We have ama artists out four. Sizokutshena ukuthi na ukhetha kipi kulona lona, then siphinde sikhathe enye ukuthi lo nalo.
Okay.
Before size singene kwingoma yakho. So I want to know Questa Big Zulu.
I'll go for Questa.
Go for Questa. Why?
Yeah. Why? Questa is very versatile, man.
Yeah.
It's very versatile. I love umsebenzi ka Big Zulu.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by Big Zulu. Big Zulu is not a, is not that much versatile.
Yeah.
But uyakwazi ukuthi akhetha ama feature alright, you know.
Mm.
However, Questa has always shown a growth ku music wakhe.
Yeah.
Even music, his sound mayishintsha, uyakwazi ukuthi ashintshe ne sound but remain as Questa. It's versatile, man.
Yeah, we need a car. It's a car. Yeah, we need. So, K-O-A-K-A?
K-O-A-K-A. It's a tight one. It's
yeah.
A very it's a big tight, it's a tight one. However, I'll go for A-K-A on this one.
Why?
K.O. is also a very good rapper. Has shown himself with a Beyonce, group. As well with here, I guess. And says like say achieving anything. You know, A.K.A. is a dope lyricist.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Abantu abaningi babo but he's a dope lyricist. And then A.K.A. Beno cares, but bagwazi ukuthi basithathele hip hop bayibeke to a level where everyone knows
that's true. That's true.
Hip hop manje ngitabona waphinde wafuthi way maintain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And okunye futhi uyakwazi ukuthi face ama challenges, man.
Mm.
As much as KO also uyakwazi ukuthi face ama challenges. Ama challenges because as an artist kumuli amehlo wonke asoke kuwena,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Ziyafika izinto, but ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ulokhu uhlala above the water ngaso sonke isikhathi, yabona lona. Kumina mfethu lakho kubalekile.
Dude.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
You are my enemy now. Because I prefer KO.
Like, that's why I said, man, it's a tight one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a tight one, but slightly. Ngizotsilo kuza. But I'll tell you what also I like mostly about KO, ne?
Yeah.
As much as now, if it's, umjit, ahlezi, zimshaz, mnet, aktua, wicabangela, inakpela, umevuli, company. But umjit, uyagwaz, uktata machita, awaslanganisa, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yet, ilokuzana, the first company, Gwanga Hamburger, I slept, but Topino of Ulamanjaskanda world, and now we know all Loki, we know, Machita Manning, or Mr. X,
yeah.
So, I salute him, Galo, Kuzaguazu, move and abandon.
Hey, nice one, nice one. Now, dude, we have learned to see some Ikasi rap, man.
Yeah.
Ikasi rap, move, rap, obona, chazo tini, I'm nigga, lona, 10 out of 10, or 8 out of 10. Ubo bonke, lama Ikasi rap, siya mazgu chena utan ken, for
yeah,
the kakulu, and, the Ikasi rap.
Yeah.
Uba, nung, I'm nigga, ilo kuza, no, ama flowers, with men, awe, ushaya, lomjit.
Okay, can you be specific, who is it, nigga, 10 out of 10?
No, 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 ungambega nje pezulu, no, munga some rate, hanga, yabona, no, some scale
up. I'll tell you why, because I get thinking I'm near 10 out of 10 because
yes,
the reason why I'm getting out of 10 out of 10 in terms of rapper, in terms of music, yes, but ukubeka umusic to a next level, it means we have to push more na kwi marketing.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I'm getting 10 out of 10. Yes, KZN, ibusisike kakhulu ngayo Duncan Nozakwe.
Yeah.
They're doing very well in terms of making sure ukuthi bastika kwi Ikasi rap. Yes, man, even okay, oh, they're doing Ikasi rap. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Just
yeah,
because they're doing their scandal. It's a Ikasi rap, man. You know what I mean? And about TV 80 foot from lap.
Yeah.
Baning abanye, it's just that abanye abaqhamile. We have abantu abanjengo FEZ, they've been doing kasi rap from day one.
Yeah.
Namanje basayibali, even no Quest, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, but I do salute uZakwe no Duncan for making sure ukuthi bayibambe kasi rap abagudlu kuyona.
Shout out to uZakwe no Duncan, sibonile ukuthi na bakhiphile icwecwe labo elayithatha futhi ngicabanga ukuthi nikazi rap layithatha futhi layibeka kuphi, layibeka phezulu. Khona ingoma yabengithandayo ke iCaptain, it's one of my favorite CD yabo abayikhipha. Now coming back to you, dude,
because yes.
This is all about you, this is your spotlight,
my
now.
Shine
it's your shine. Coming back to you, man, the Easy Project oyikhiphile uthena anazi ngami, tell us ukuthena iqale kanjani and ubani othe wasebenzisana naye kule project.
Okay, anazi ngami fethu, I was invited in studio by King Nexo ukuthi do it fethu uzoshasha ifike ama feature ngwenzi for isizathu sokuthi after ngithi ngawuye ku music ngisafuna focus on me and get all the back in me as an artist. That's why I'm a feature being in our EP. I'm a vocalist rather than I'm a rap, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But then I like that time recently on this one. That's why King Next on the studio, the first studio. Kahle kwakuyi feature, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
Then mase siyizwe ukuthi ngoma no ine potential enkulu futhi, then sase sisa kumfethu kusicelo go one okuyena ke o cleaner zonke ingoma ke ungay most of ingoma eningi ekhona sicleano sicelo mixing and mastering after esayiqedile ngayo, then we decided, you know what, let's do a collab, Strays.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's do a collab. Yeah. And then we're gonna stop ilokuzana ukupusha EP for now. Yes, abantu basayithola basayijabulela, but now this is something Esther was who says, well, let's focus again and go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, man, the title, yes, the issue is ngami. It means a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mwilalela, it's a story sami. Now, Nikki Nezu Kulumi story sake. There's a lot of things that we have done, man. Besides being on radio, besides putting on a band to have a brand, a business, Street Chillers, we putting on a rapper.
Yeah.
We have created a platform from 2012. We have, put a band of Anjango Tankel, I wonder, Beast, yeah. We on a low platform before the fame, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
yes.
I've done so much, but I believe Wutsi Abantu, they're not showing that respect in Abai Chengi. So that's why
he's
saying, this is what I've done.
Yeah,
this is what I've contributed to the culture. But it seemed like a Nazingam.
Ah, put a respect on the community dude, Buffet. To put a respect on the community dude. To say 7-0, long chit, to say kubega kulu, Buffet. My bala nono gutena, une brand. Itena, in iskati
Street Chillers.
Or Street Chillers. Lawi MUT Radio. Now, this is like ituba lakho now of putting yourself out there.
Yes.
Ebantwini. They know you have your radio show, you have all that. So now, I'm gonna play a beat. So ngiyafuna ukuthi na uthena shaya I freestyle yakho phezu kwayo le beat.
Okay.
But ke beat yami ayifuni ukudlala uDude uthi yazi ukuthini ngizokhijiva ke freestyle. Dude, the beat yami is yours, man.
Singene kuyona.
Okay,
sure. But it's a groove and such who's a good again. See, listen, just hang a corner, book as pity, and his sag assistant in, hippo, listen, Jalwin, Majesty Gales and Aban Silvan, name Jalin, Funubonic as he was in Fagas Buguin, Zami Sefigi, let's say a shoe, be my tootin, Spagaguzegus and Natsu Chef for Suspanin, Namin Jenga Temple and Gangan Evantonin, got to Jalangam and Jenga Tigitil, lots of bigger magic Jalanga and Guapan. Skill is Sammy Sanyu, which is a Fugget Sunin. Skill is Sakosi, ever well in Tavi. Mustn't Satin Mike and Repangis of Shu Ketlil, Nothing Boogie TV, Gil and Kunze Pegil, Hanging Solo Pegeli Chira Muzamin Tan, Tabum Tabu Lali Lotto, now Seria Zamazam, Chigales and Jengeson, on the Wamu Tolimbo, Nangiti Velen, Ginecon, Lok Palang Valley and Gond, Hamaskid Rapper, Gistep and Shanganis Pepper, Pega Manjasa Bangana, Gyoza Sugar Nissing Camp, Shakuzik Zekazoro, Hamas Sickman Gagond, Hamaskid. Like jump, looking on what's a piss rubber goes a critic and top. I mean, Inco Sepepe, Namagama, Wonka Kamin, meaning Manchester to be no longer Gonko Glochu. This is time we go to Born, who goes to mean and Palakondil, and on this anecdote, okay, La Baba Shot and get cuts, and his cuts, some Master Shon and Pinning to see cuts and cuts, and began in and Kunze Petty Gunman near Ramson, Shagana Magama goes a Puminam, sky is the limit to MUT, to the number now.
I love it. Dude,
are you my dude? We are not enemies. You are my dude.
Dude, siyabonga mfethu ukuthena sivakashele right here on MUT Radio.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.